Well, another bit of health news here. With more and more people, especially young people, using new headphones and earbuds, doctors have a warning. They pose a potential health hazard. Studies show hearing loss among kids and teens is up about 30% more than it was in the 80s and 90s, and experts believe earphones are part of the problem. Lori Mack from Here and Now, contributor WNPR in Hartford, reports.
When it comes to your hearing, it's all about volume and time exposure. The louder the sound, the faster the damage. As a benchmark, a normal conversation is about 60 decibels, considered a safe level, not loud enough to cause damage. But increase it to 85 decibels? That's about the volume of your vacuum. Now we've reached a critical level. Michelle Abrams, clinical audiologist at Southern Connecticut State University, explains the intensity-time trade-off when measuring sound.
When we think of decibel levels, when we think of loudness levels, it's really incremental. So it's a logarithmic scale. So we know that 85 dB is that critical level. 85 dB, 8 hours a day, that's your maximum. If it's 90 dB, 5 dB greater, you have to cut your time in half.
Many smartphones, tablets, and music devices can generate maximum volume levels of over 100 decibels, loud enough to cause hearing problems after just 15 minutes a day. The damage is caused when the hair cells in the inner ear, which help transmit sound to the brain, are exposed to loud sounds. If you've ever been to a concert and you've experienced ringing in your ears afterwards, that's a sign of damage. Sometimes that damage is only temporary, but sometimes it's permanent. Abrams says it all depends on how loud, how long, and how often.
Repeated exposure damages your hair cells. So it would be like walking on blades of grass, and you step on the grass and the grass flattens, but it comes back up. And the more you do it, the more it stays down, and eventually it doesn't come back up. So it becomes permanent.
And earphones, because they're inserted directly into the ear canal, can be a little more problematic, says Dr. Mary Ellen Flaherty Hewitt. She's medical director for pediatric primary care at Yale New Haven Children's Hospital.
The other issue with the earbuds is many of the teenagers are using what comes with their devices, which are not custom fit, so they allow in a lot of ambient noise, which then makes them turn the volume up. So they want to block out the ambient noise, they turn the volume up. Now it's at louder decibels.
The damage is usually gradual, but it's not just that you're hearing at a lower volume. Sounds become muffled and distorted over time. Back at Southern Connecticut State University, audiologist Michelle Abrams demonstrates in a small lab.
Imagine this is an audiogram, and this is a graph of somebody's hearing.
Abrams plays three examples of the same conversation. The idea is to hear what hearing loss sounds like.
So this is how it would sound if your hearing was normal.
You're just going to sit here and listen. How was your day?
I don't want to talk about work. The less I talk about work, the better I feel, especially on my day off.
This is how it would sound if you had a mild, high-frequency hearing loss.
Okay, so you're not going to be able to do this. Is that what you're telling Bill?
I'm telling you that's probably what I'm going to do. Not do it.
You're just going to sit here and listen.
And this is how it would sound if you had a moderate to severe high-frequency hearing loss.
I don't want to talk about work. The less I talk about work, the better I feel, especially on my day off.
Okay, so you're not going to be able to do this. Is that what you're telling me?
I'm telling you that's probably what I'm going to do. Not do it.
You're just going to sit here and listen.
Yes.
So when it comes to listening to mobile devices, how much is too much and what's too loud?
There's generally what we consider to be kind of the 60-60 rule. So 60% of the volume for 60 minutes. That should be your maximum.
Custom earphones designed to drown out background noise for listening at a lower volume can help, along with apps that measure decibel levels to show noise exposure. And because it's easy for volume levels to creep up, some smartphones offer the ability to go into settings and limit the maximum volume. But a recent investigation by the New York Times found that not all volume-limiting technology does the job. For Here and Now, I'm Lori Mack in Hartford.